Track one, full of beans. Norfolk-grown Carlin peas, a jar, not a tin, and a shout-out from Nigella Lawson have turned Bold Bean Co. into the cult brand changing how Britain eats beans. Founder Amelia Christie Miller tells us how it all started and why East Anglia is at the heart of the story.
When Amelia Christie Miller first came across a jar of beans, she didn't see a future business, she saw a hangover cure. "I started out hating beans," she laughs. "I saw them as dusty, dull cupboard staples. Living in Spain, she woke up one morning with nothing in the house except a jar of beans. She ate them straight from the jar, and at that moment," she says, "completely shifted my perception of beans." Back in the UK, she went on to work for Food Chain, a sustainability startup connecting chefs and restaurants with passionate food producers. It was there that she began to understand what was going on behind the scenes of the food system. "That's where I learnt more about regenerative agriculture, soil health and food security, all the while falling deeper in love with beans," she explains. The idea that these humble pulses, nutritional powerhouses, could sit at the centre of a better way of farming and eating stayed with her. So when she announced she was going to start a bean company, the reaction was mixed. "People were intrigued, but a little sceptical," she admits. "But once they tried them, it clicked quickly. People just hadn't been shown how good beans could be." Changing Britain's mind about beans was always going to take more than worthy messaging about nutrition and sustainability. Beans have been overlooked for a long time and reduced to a basic cupboard staple rather than something exciting to eat, she says. "For us, the starting point was always flavour, making sure that they taste incredible. We source our beans for flavour, so we buy from the best possible climates to produce certain bean varieties," she explains. "We then soak them for 12 hours before gently cooking them long and slow with just a pinch of salt to bring out their natural texture and taste. The difference with a jar versus a tin really comes down to that approach," Amelia says. "It allows us to focus on flavour and quality rather than shelf life or cost. The result is beans that are delicious." Just as important has been showing people what to do with them. Bold Bean Company's website and Instagram are full of recipes. Colourful stews, salads, toast toppers and weeknight suppers designed to make beans feel aspirational rather than apologetic. "We spent a lot of time sharing recipes to help people see how easily beans can fit into everyday cooking and to inspire new ways of using them," she says. That combination of flavour, farming and story comes together perfectly in one of the brand's most talked about products. It's Carlin peas, grown on the Norfolk-Suffolk border by James Boucher. "The Carlin peas feel really special because they're such a historic British crop and they've been overlooked for a long time," Amelia says. "They're nutty, creamy, and the beanstalk is almost like gravy. Getting them back into conversations and onto plates feels like we're reconnecting something that's been part of our food culture for centuries." Working with Norfolk growers has given her a front row view of how farming is changing. "What's been really interesting working with growers like James is seeing how much care goes into how they're farmed now as well," she says. "There's a real shift towards more regenerative approaches, thinking about soil health, diversity, and leaving the land in a better condition than it started." For a brand that wants to make the world love beans, rooting one of its hero lines in East Anglian soil feels fitting. These aren't anonymous pulses shipped around the globe and stripped of character. They're the region's fields, weather and expertise in a jar. Carlin peas have such a distinctive character, and I think people are surprised by how much depth they have when they try them, Amelia says. They feel unfamiliar but immediately comforting, which makes them really easy to come back to. A big part of their appeal is curiosity. People are much more open now to ingredients with a story behind them, she says. Few storytellers have more influence than one of Britain's best-loved food writers, Nigella Lawson, and her praise of Bold Bean Company's jars has been a pinch-me moment. "It means a huge amount when someone like Nigella, whose cooking I've always admired, gets behind a product like this," Amelia says. She has a real gift for making simple ingredients feel exciting. For all the buzz and the celebrity shout-outs, Amelia is clear that the mission is far from complete. We want to be the brand that made the world love beans, and export is part of that vision, she says. Bold Bean Company is already on the radar of confident home cooks and food-obsessed Instagram scrollers, but she wants to go further. At the moment, we're mainly reaching confident scratch cooks who already know us. We want to open that up to people who don't always cook from scratch but still want to eat better. And that's where the next phase comes in. Baked beans, but not as we know them. Our baked beans are about bringing the Bold Bean Company experience to people who are short on time, she explains. The idea is the same, great beans cooked for flavour with a focus on quality over cost cutting, but in a format that fits seamlessly into busy weeknights. From a hungover epiphany in Spain to jars of beans loved by a national treasure, Amelia's journey with Bold Bean Company has always been about seeing beans differently. With farmers like James in Norfolk, in her corner, and a growing band of bean-curious fans, it looks as though shoppers might be ready to do the same.